نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا. اللهم أنفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله we will look at سورة البقرة آيات 11 to 14. First we will look at the word meanings. و and إذا when. This word is used to show time. قِيلَ. This is the past tense of the word قُل, which is a command. It means say. So قِيلَ is said. And this is a passive verb. Another form of this word is قَالَ. He said. Now قِيلَ, it does not indicate who is saying, but it means is said. لهم. ل means for, and whenever it comes after قال or قيل or قالوا, it means to. So لهم, to, هم, them. So to them. ل not. تفسدوا. The root word is fa, seen, and dal. Fasada. It means corruption. Those of you who are familiar with Urdu, it means to make fasad, to make spread mischief. And the beginning ta means you, and the waw alif ending means they, so plural form. So لا تفسدوا, do not spread corruption. What is fasad or corruption? When anything exceeds or crosses boundaries of balance or crosses any limits, then it's called corruption. في, in, الأرض, the earth. قالوا, this is a verb. As we understand, waw alif indicates the plural. So meaning is they say. Innama. Now we cannot separate this word. This is called kalimai hasr. As something that surrounds something, it confines or restricts a meaning. So the matter being stated when innama is used means that only. So whatever is being stated is the truth. Nahnu, we. Muslihoon. The root word is sad lam ha, salaha. We can recognize this word in islah, meaning reform. Muslihoon is a noun because of the meem in the beginning. So as in Muslim, one who accepts Islam. Muslihun, one who reform. And of course, waw noon is the plural. So reformers. Ala, beware. When something important is to be mentioned, then this word is used. Also, when an announcement is made. Innahum is comprised of two words, inna plus hum. So inna is indeed, hum, they. This indicates these are or themselves. This is a little different from what we learn when hum is mentioned separately. Al-mufsidun. Previously, we learned the familiar word Tufsidu, which meant you spread corruption. So here, al-mufsidun, those who spread corruption. Walakin, and, but, la, not, yash'urun, as we learned in Ayah 9, it means they perceive or realize. وَإِذَا and when قِيلَ is said لَهُمْ to them آمِنُ which means to believe. This is a command or specifically an imperative verb. كَمَا كَ is a prefix, which is a preposition. So the word kama, it means just as or like. This word is used for comparison or giving example. Amana, believed. An-nasu, the people. Qalu, they say. Anu'minu, the a indicates a question. Nu'minu. Nun means we. The root word is Hamza Mim Nun, which is Iman or faith. Kama, as. Amana, believed. As-sufaha'u. Root is Sin Faha. Is the plural of safiha, who is one without any intelligence. Especially one lacking intellect to think of what's good or bad for them. So one who cannot differentiate where the benefit or loss is. So in simple English, the fools. Ala, beware. Innahum, indeed they. As-sufaha'u, again, the fools. Walakin, but. La, not. Ya'lamun. Ya indicates they. Wow, noon, plural. In the middle, the words indicate the root. Ayn, lam, mim. Means ilm or knowledge. So the meaning is, they know. وَإِذَا and when لَقُوا wow, alif indicates the plural. The word lam qaf wow means meet. So لَقُوا they meet الَّذِينَ those who آمَنُوا they believed قَالُوا they say Amanna. So if we divide up Amanna into Amana, Aman, and then plus Na, Aman means to believe, Na ending means we. So Amanna, we believed. Wa'idha, and when, Khalo, the root is Kha Lam Ya, it means alone. And of course, wow, alif, ending indicates a plural pronoun. So it means they are alone. Ila, towards or with. Shayatinihim. We can all guess what shayatin indicates. It's a plural of shayatan. Him means theirs or they. So, shayatinihim, their evil one, or shayatin. Qalu, they say, inna. This word is formed by merging of two words. How do we know this? Because this word ends with alif, and nun has a shadda. So noon is twice. So indeed we, ma'akum. This is also made of two words, ma, which means with, kum, you. So kum and tum are both the same thing, means you. So ma'akum, with you. Innama means only. Nahnu, we. Mustahzi'un, the root is ha, zay, hamza. This means mockery, when you put someone down. Wow noon at the end indicates a plural. So ones who mock. Alhamdulillah. Now we will look at the tafsir.